2 with bbclearningenglish.com. Everyday English for everyday situations.
Hello, welcome to How To with me, Anna Jones. In this programme, I want to look at how to agree with someone in a conversation. Have you ever thought about how many different words and expressions there are to agree with someone's opinion about something? We're going to look at a few of the most common ways of doing this by listening to some informal conversations between friends. Listen out for the two expressions that show you agree with what the other person is saying.
It seems like a lot more women are deciding to have babies much later these days.
That's true. I think it's better to be an older mum, as you have lots of freedom and choice about how to live your life when you're younger.
Absolutely. I had a fantastic time travelling all over the world with my job until I was about 35. Afterwards, I found it easy to settle down and have a family.
Did you manage to catch the two expressions? Here they are again.
That's true.
Absolutely.
The two expressions are, that's true, and absolutely. As you heard from the conversation, both expressions mean to agree with someone, but one is stronger and means you are completely in agreement with that person. Which one is stronger?
That's true.
Absolutely.
And the stronger word here is absolutely. Another word which means the same as absolutely is definitely. Listen out for it in the conversation.
It seems like a lot more women are deciding to have babies much later these days.
That's true. I think it's better to be an older mum, as you have lots of freedom and choice about how to live your life when you're younger.
Definitely. I had a fantastic time travelling all over the world with my job until I was about 35. Afterwards, I found it easy to settle down and have a family.
You're listening to How To with bbclearningenglish.com.
So far today, we've heard three different expressions which show agreement in conversations. That's true, absolutely, and definitely. Listen out for those expressions in the next dialogue.
I think we should give up our jobs, sell the flat and travel round the world. If we don't do it now, we never will.
That's true. We've been talking about doing this for ages. If we leave it any longer, we might never go. Now is the best time to do it, while we have the time and the money.
Absolutely. I'm sure that if we sell the flat, we'll have enough money to keep us for a year or two. Let's invite a few estate agents around this weekend and see how much it's worth.
Definitely. Great idea. And then we can really start planning our trip.
Now have a listen to a longer conversation, which uses two longer expressions to indicate agreement in an informal way. What are the expressions?
I was reading an article in a magazine the other day which said that most families never eat meals altogether anymore. I think it's a real shame.
I couldn't agree more. If I didn't have a meal with my children, I wouldn't know what they'd been doing all day at school. We chat about their friends and their teachers, and then at least I feel I know a bit more about their lives when they're not at home.
I know what you mean. Last night I found out quite by accident that my youngest daughter had to make a class decoration at home. If we hadn't been all sitting down together and talking, I would have never have known.
And the two expressions are...
I couldn't agree more.
I know what you mean.
I couldn't agree more means you are totally in agreement with the other person. I know what you mean also indicates agreement, but is not so strong. Have a listen to another dialogue which uses these two expressions.
I went to a conference about family life last week, and one of the speakers said that it's not good for the kids if both parents work. He didn't take into account the fact that some families have no choice and they both have to work. Those kinds of comments just make parents feel guilty about going to work.
I know what you mean. I often worry that I spend too much time at work and not enough at home, but we need both incomes. I think the answer is to try to work only when the children are at school and try to be around in the holidays.
I couldn't agree more. That seems to be the perfect solution. But how am I going to convince my boss?
Well, that's about all from this edition of How To. Today we've looked at how to use different expressions to agree with other people. That's true. Absolutely. Definitely. I couldn't agree more. I know what you mean. So next time you're having a conversation in English and you want to agree with what the other person is saying, try using some of these expressions for yourself.
That was How To with bbclearningenglish.com.